When it hurts, I pray.
Are you ready?
Be inspired, show.
And the disability of life will remain unpredictable.
But everyone needs and deserves a better person.
A inspiration.
What's up? What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is the Gentleman right here on Active FM. Obviously, this is a Be Inspired show, and I hope everyone is doing good and everyone is fantastic. Welcome, welcome. I hope everyone is, it's a very interesting day. It's hot this side. I'm not sure if it's hot by your side, but my side is very hot. This weather is actually killing me. So it's like, the perfect timing to go to. To go to, to the beach and chill and relax, It's a perfect timing. I mean, this heat is burning the crap out of me. But anywho, that's how I am, basically. And I hope everyone is good. If you're tuning in, welcome. If it's your first time listening to Be Inspired Show, welcome. I'm the Gentle Moon, obviously. I run the Be Inspired Show. We do a lot of things here, and I always speak about trying something new, which I also, live up to my own words. Otherwise, I'm just talking to my action. And talking that action is just cheap, You gotta prove what you say. Otherwise, you're not a man of your words. Be more specific, you know what I'm saying? But anywho, welcome. So, now let me jump into the topic of the day. As you know, today we have no guest speaker, but that's how it is, But there'll always be a guest speaker next time. So, as I was saying, let's jump into the topic of today. And today's topic is called Enjoy Your Journey. you know what's interesting about that topic? Do you know why I chose it? Because from the time you're born until the time you obviously go, from the time you're born until the time you leave Earth, it's a journey. You get what I'm saying? So, it's a very long journey. So, I'm saying that you must enjoy your journey. Because at the end of the day, you never know if your journey can be cut short, I mean, in this day and age, it's a miracle for people to live until 100 years old or 200 years old, Unlike Adam, who lived until 1,000 and more, years. I mean, 1,000 years and more, counting still. But, my point is this: if you can live until 100 years of age, it's a miracle. So, my whole point is that you should enjoy your journey. But end of the day, there is no short journey, so there is no easy journey, should I say. So obviously, during your journey of life, there will be things that are difficult. End of the day, it's how you handle them. Okay, but now my point is this: no matter how tough your journey may be, from the time you're born until the time you decease, you should enjoy it, because end of the day, when you're born is one thing; the time that you decease, it's unknown. It's unknown. You don't know when. It could be today, it could be tomorrow, it can be any day, it can be any hour, any second. It can happen anytime. So instead of you busy wondering when your time will end, wonder what you do today and what you do tomorrow. Okay, so you should enjoy your journey, even though your journey won't be easy, which we'll be talking about after the song. But my point is this: you gotta enjoy life, you gotta live to your fullest. Don't wait until your deathbed to realize that, life is short. But technically, from the day you're born, life is short already. There's a reason. You get what I'm saying? It's only short because everything in life is unpredictable, you see? So you gotta enjoy your life's journey, It only comes once. It only comes once, Do what makes you happy. Achieve your goals. Pursue your goals. Conquer something. Overcome your fears. Climb mountains. Get out of your comfort zone. Do a lot of things. Enjoy your life. Your life is very. I can't say how long it is. How short it is, because some people don't even have a chance to live until 10 years. Some people are not even born, unfortunately. But end of the day, as long as you're born and your journey still continues, do something different, enjoy it, make it fun, okay? But that's what we'll be discussing about. Enjoy your journey, your journey of life. So you should enjoy it, and for the time being, this is what I can say is this: you have to enjoy it. But for now, we're going to jump into our first song, and then when we come back, we'll be, you know, jumping in deeper to the whole concept of enjoying life, even though life is difficult. Okay, so for now, listen to this nice track, and then we're gonna, after the track, we continue.
Circle above the earth, heaven is
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that track, because I did. I mean, even though I was listening to it, I was actually grooving. I heard a song before, but it's really nice. And point is this, you know, the same way you enjoy music, the same way you should enjoy life, you know. A lot of things happen in life. The thing is, for me, I always say this before, that you being alive is what life is. If you are dead, then there is no life. You get what I'm saying? So you being alive is what you consider life. Even though we say that life is tough, it means that, in other words, it means that the type of circumstances that you go through as an individual makes your life tough, you know, because everyone goes through different circumstances. Everyone has different stories. Everyone has different backgrounds. Everyone has a story to tell, in other words. Everyone has a story to tell, you know. We all got problems. I don't care who you are. I don't care where you come from. As long as you are alive in this world, in this universe, you all got problems. At the end of the day, it's how your journey ends. Okay. Even though some unfortunately don't even have a journey to begin with, those who have a journey to begin with, it's just know that every journey ends. But for me, it's how your journey ends. You know, it's what you did during your life journey that when you leave Earth, can you be remembered? You know, like a great example, leader of South Africa many years ago, Nelson Mandela. His journey was very interesting, and I'm pretty sure that most of us wouldn't want to do what he did, you know, for the country. You know, spending 27 years of life in prison. It's a long, long time to spend in jail. You know, technically, I've never been in prison myself. You know, but I have been there to visit once in our school trip back in the day. But from spending a whole life in jail for 27 years, even though you know you're innocent, it's not a story. So most of his journey was in prison. Okay, but it's not exactly what his journey was. It's what he did, because what he did left a legacy in South Africa. Because why? Because his journey had a purpose of legacy. You see, he will still be remembered after many years he's been gone. He's been gone many years ago. So until these days, everyone knows who he is. Even people outside the country of South Africa knows who he is. Why? Based on his life journey. His life journey obviously made a part to his legacy. You see, it's what he did in the world that made a difference. Okay. And okay, technically, I wouldn't say it's what he did. I'll say it's how he did it. Okay, it's how you do things that make a difference in the world, not only in the world, also in people's lives. But what he did in the world, his life journey made a big, huge impact on people's lives. And the fact that it made a huge impact on people's lives, it created a legacy for him. Because I don't think anyone else would want to spend 27 years in prison for no reason. Well, you know, if you think about it now, it just based on many years ago, which I don't want to speak about what happened years ago. It's in the past. But my point is that his life journey had his life journey ended with a legacy. And until this day, he's being remembered. Until this day, people in the country and outside the country remember who he is. As long as you say Nelson Mandela, they will know who you're talking about. Even in movies, his name has been mentioned. In documentaries, his name has been mentioned. Everyone, most people know who Nelson Mandela is. Even obviously in school, we are taught about him all the time. But hey, you see, it is life journey that left a legacy. So I'm not saying you must do what he did. I'm saying do what makes you, you know, makes you happy. You know, what's your journey? Because your journey and his journey are not going to be the same, especially in the time periods. This happened in the 90s, and you are here in the 2000s and 2s. So time periods are the same. You know, things have changed a lot. So what is your journey's purpose? Do you want to leave something when you go? Do you want to be remembered by someone? Not the whole world, but you know, the few lives that you impact during your life journey, they will remember you. What you do in people's lives, it makes an impact. You see, it's not the material things that make an impact in people's lives. It's the small things that you do. I always say that the small things that you do make a big difference. even though you cannot see it because it's so small, but it does make a big difference in other people. Many couple of times ago, weeks, backs ago, I always say that the best gift you can give someone is your time, because apparently now these days everyone is busy. So obviously your journey in life won't be easy, I promise you that. Life is never easy. You're going to have your bumpy roads, you're going to have your crack roads, you're going to have your potholes, you should put it that way. To explain a pothole is when you're driving a road and the road is cracks and it's holes on a road. We call them potholes. So obviously that's not good. But that's what happens when you have a pothole. So that's a pothole. But at the end of the day, that's how life is. It's never a clean, smooth road. It's always going to have potholes where you obviously slip in and fall. And then things don't go your way, and then everything is just not going good, and then, my goodness gracious me, things are just not going good. You see, so, but now potholes aren't there to last, you know. Like they always say, tough times aren't there to last. They're just passing through. They are passing through. They're not there to stay. They can't stay. Why should they stay? They can't stay. They're not allowed to stay there. If they're allowed to stay, then none of us will be happy. Everyone in this world will be miserable. Every single day of their lives. Think about it, okay? So, tough times aren't there to stay. They're there to what? To give you a tough time and move on and come back another time. So, now, another day, it's not the fact that they'll never come back. They'll always come back differently, in different obstacles, in different ways, but the whole point is they're not there to stay, okay? They will not last the whole day, the whole year, the whole hour. They're not there to stay. At the end of the day, they're not there to stay. They're there to move on, okay? So you can't stop living because of tough times. So you gotta, what's the word? You gotta push it and move, okay? Enjoy life, people. Enjoy it. Otherwise, if you don't enjoy it, who'll enjoy it for you? Even though the tough times, you just gotta. No, the tough times are not there to stay. They will pass on, they will move on and come back. And you know, same thing as happiness. Happiness is there for a while, and then the tough times are there. So it's like yin and yang. Where it's good is bad, where it's bad is always good. That's how, unfortunately, that's how it is. But you gotta enjoy life. Don't let everything stop you. Conquer yourself, believe in yourself. Do the impossible. Even though when you break down impossible, it says impossible. But do the impossible, because obviously you have the courage. Okay, so now with that in mind, I want to come back and continue discussing about this. I need to understand the whole importance of enjoying your journey of life, because it can be short anytime. I wouldn't say that it can be short any day. It can be short anytime. Okay, so we're gonna jump into this track, and then when you come back, we're gonna do the most. Okay, continuing with enjoying your life journey, because life is difficult here, but it's actually nice to have it. It's better to be alive than to be unalive. Just saying. But let's jump into our second song, and then when I come back, we're gonna continue with enjoying your life. So enjoy the song.
Cry. But now you're gone, how can I survive? sky. The ghouls and ghosts rush in to fight. I need you by my side. The flame in my eyes is burning low. Can you save me before I go?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that song, because I enjoyed it. Clearly I enjoyed it too. You know the funny thing about music is the fact that it makes you move to the groove. You know, especially house music, it makes your body move to the music. And then when it comes to lyric music, if you listen to what they're saying, it actually touches you. The same way music can make you happy or sad, the same way that your life journey can make you happy and sad. But not at the same time. You can't be happy and say at the same time. It's impossible. But at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you know, it seems like my time's running out, but let me just say this to you. Okay. Life is unpredictable. And I always say this each time I end my show. I always say that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. Think about it. Life is very unpredictable. No one can predict what's going to happen tomorrow or not today. It's very amusing how in 1 minute things are going so well, the next second things are going so bad. It's just like that. No one can predict that things will always go good. But all I'm saying is that your tough times aren't there to stay. So it is best you enjoy your life and push past your limits, okay? Believe in yourself. Self-love, self-courage. Surround yourself with people who have goals and ambitions. You know they say that one potato spoils the rest. Yeah, but now if you have one potato that has good vibes, that has goals, that have ambitions, it don't spoil the rest. It actually makes the rest obviously more delicious or more good looking. I don't know, but my point is that in the same way one bad potato can spoil the rest, one good potato can actually uplift the rest. Okay, so surround yourself with people who enjoy life, who want to leave a legacy. Okay, so you gotta understand that you are surrounded by people who love you, people who want to continue loving you, and people who continue uplifting you all the time, every second of every single day. Okay, so that's why I tell to you that enjoy your life. Your life journey is unpredictable, but you just gotta know that hey, try something new is not a bad thing. You gotta at some point get out of your comfort zone and do the most. You are just as capable of anyone else out there. You're just as capable as Ronaldo, CR7, as Lionel Messi, as Nelson Mandela, as BB King, as this body guy, Stallone. Stallone's story is really interesting. You're capable of any successful person out there. And don't forget that they're just as human as you are, and they also have a life journey, but it's what they did in their lives that brought them there, that made a difference in their life. So what are you doing in your life that makes a difference in your life as well? Okay, so that's what I gotta say to you. Now, on that note, let me love and leave you, and thank you for tuning into the Be Inspired Show right here on Active FM. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that, and just know that, hey, life is unpredictable, but it doesn't mean that it's impossible. Okay. Now, on that note, before I leave with the last song of the day, let me just say this to you. As I always say, that the unpredictability of life will remain unpredictable, but everyone needs and deserves a little bit of inspiration. See you next time. Cheers.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
Oh, honey.
I wanna see revival in the streets. Got my Bible, play for keys. Hear no evil, see no evil, I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only true for nothing. Brand new, cool, cool, and old game. Ooh, yeah, that's how we move, yeah. We stepping on the devil's shoe, yeah. I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only true for nothing. Brand new, how I'm coming up the game.
Little bro doing life like a chopper, homie. On the block, word of God like a chopper, homie. Testimony for the gangster and the thugs. Overflowing with my cup, thank you for the blood. Met the plug, and I ain't never been higher. Not the drugs, Holy Ghost got me wired. Out the fire, yeah, I made it out alive. New me, out the casket, I've been revived. 24K shine, man, I've been refined. Tell my bros, get right before the end of time. There's one way, I'm breaking every idol. Repenting for America, I wanna see revival.
I wanna see revival in the streets. Got my Bible, play for keys. Hear no evil, see no evil, I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only true for nothing. Brand new, cool, cool, and old game. Ooh, yeah, that's how we move, yeah. We stepping on the devil's shoe, yeah. I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only true for nothing. Brand new, how I'm coming up the game.
I'm ready for the banquet, I practice the recital. Oil in my lamp, man, the flesh suicidal. I don't need the titles, but call me his disciple. Lost my mind, mind of Christ, not a soccer. Carry my cross, man, I follow him daily. Ride for the hood, but the hood never saved me. A cheater, a liar, the Lord, he forgave me. In love with the money, like the money really made me. I was loco, smiling in the photos. Deep inside all the pain, hibernating like an oso. Yeah, I was drowning in the alcohol. 11 years sober now. Thanks to God.
I wanna see revival in the streets. Got my Bible, play for keys. Hear no evil, see no evil, I don't speak for nothing. I don't move for nothing. It's only true for nothing. Brand new, cool, cool, and old game. Ooh, yeah, that's how we move, yeah. We stepping on the devil's shoe, yeah.
Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.